Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. This is Mix Sunday Morning on Mix 106.5. It's Sunday, April the 13th, 2025, and it's Palm Sunday. So glad you're with us this morning. Shaw Gage sitting in with you. Happy to be a part of your week this Sunday morning, and talking about the wheels that are in motion to set the whole idea of what Jesus Christ came to serve. And Palm Sunday is a memorable time. It's a tough beginning to a tough week, but it's what the life of Jesus Christ is all about and why he came to serve you and me. Look forward to chatting with you this morning on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. This is Shaw Gage back with you on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. So happy you're with us. Grab a cup of coffee. We're going to dig in this morning and discuss Palm Sunday and the significance of what that's all about in relation to next Sunday, which is Easter Sunday, and the whole idea of what Jesus Christ and his ministry are all about. And our reading this morning is going to be from Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11, and it goes like this. Now when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them,' and immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, 'Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey.' So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who cried out, saying, 'Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.' And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, 'Who is this?' So the multitude said, 'This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee.'" Y'all, this is setting the table for what ultimately was Jesus Christ giving his life for you and me. We're going to talk about that this morning. So happy you're with us. Be back with you here shortly on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. What a beautiful day we have here on this Sunday morning, discussing Matthew chapter 21 and just Palm Sunday and what this is all about, what Jesus' ministry is all about. He came, he lived a perfect life here on this earth, and you know, we're really getting down to crunch time, his last week here on this planet. And, you know, what we're talking about this morning is, again, from Matthew 21. And this is where Jesus is telling two of his disciples to go into another town and go get this donkey and this colt. They're tied up to a post. Go grab them. And you know what? If somebody asks you, just tell them that I need them. And what faith that took for those disciples to obey, to be obedient, and to go and do that. How crazy would that sound to you or me if someone asked us to do that today? But you know, the disciples were obedient, and Christ knew that they were going to be obedient. And their obedience helped fulfill the prophecy that we're going to talk about here in just a second. And it's so important to be obedient in all ways, because you never know how your obedience is going to impact others. Just if one person comes to know Jesus Christ through your obedience, it's all worth it. You know, I had the pleasure of interviewing my mom a few weeks ago, Kelly Gage. What a spectacular time that was for both of us. But she had been convicted, and she was reading back in Zechariah chapter 9 back then. And she shared, if you listen to that show a few weeks ago, she was talking about that donkey. And the scripture that we read this morning in verse 5, it references back to Zechariah 9:9, and it says, "Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." And Zechariah told of what was going to come. And Jesus references that here in Matthew chapter 21 this morning. And as I was preparing for this morning's show, I was thinking about that conversation my mom and I had a few weeks ago. And, you know, just how can he use us? You know, we can use that illustration that, you know, are we that donkey? Do we lead Jesus in? Do we usher Jesus into the crowd that we go in to see each day and each week? Will you be the one that helps deliver that donkey so others can see Jesus? Will you be that donkey that carries Jesus into the lives of others? You know, the symbol of a donkey is lowly and peaceful, very humble. And so I find it interesting that Christ rode in on a donkey because he was peaceful and he was humble. And you know what? We can also be that donkey and we can help elevate Jesus so that other people can see him. And I think that's so important for us to do, is to not be what is seen, not to be what is heard, but that Jesus Christ would be heard and seen in everything that we do. And it's important that we give him credit. I know I'm guilty of taking credit sometimes for the things that happen in my life, but you know, without Jesus Christ, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. And so I think it's important that we do that. That's a challenge to us this week. Be that donkey. Take Jesus in. Set him up high above yourself and let other people see him. We're going to talk more about that this morning on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. You know, earlier we were talking about being a donkey or leading a donkey, leading Christ in and ushering him in peace and humbleness and humility and showing him to the crowd. And I think that's just a great illustration. I'll give credit to my mom for planting that seed a few weeks ago when she was on the show with us and studying Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. But, you know, as I was thinking about this and being this weekend, I want to go back about 13 years ago. It was this weekend. And those of you that have listened to the show know that I've been through a cancer diagnosis and had to go through chemo and radiation and a stem cell transplant. And one of the things that I went through that was pretty tough was that stem cell transplant. And 13 years ago on a Saturday morning, I woke up in some pretty bad pain. And I was getting ready for my stem cell collection. And one of the medicines that they were giving me caused me to be in quite a bit of pain because the stem cells were actually moving out of my bones, out into my bloodstream. And you had about a three-day window to catch the enough stem cells to be able to collect them and to clean them and to give them back to me. And that's essentially what a stem cell transplant is. And it was Saturday of Palm Sunday weekend, and I woke up very uncomfortable. And as the day progressed, I just got worse and worse, and my fever spiked. And my wife, about 10 o'clock on Saturday night, said, "All right, get up. We're going to the hospital." And I said, no, I don't want to go. And she said, "No." Being that nurse mode took over, and I'm so thankful for Janet and just how well she took care of me during that time. But begrudgingly, I got up and I got ready and we went to the hospital and checked into Vanderbilt, like I said, around 10 o'clock on Saturday night. And I was not happy. I was irritated. I was feeling sorry for myself. I was in pain. I was sick. I didn't feel good. But I agreed to go. And we got there and we got checked in. And the nurse came in and she tried to, you know, stick an IV in my arm. And she missed on one and then she missed on another vein. And I was getting irritated and angry, to be quite honest with you. And that nurse finally left the room, and my wife just looked at me, and we had a conversation, and I felt like the Lord convicted me right then and there of, you know, who are you being? You know, what kind of a witness are you being? I know you don't feel good. I know you're tired and angry, but I just was not being a very nice person at that time. And the Lord convicted me, so I had to pray it down, and I just had to let it go and go, okay, God, there's a reason I'm here. And so I did, and the nighttime nurse came in a short time later, and we got to talking, and I started sharing my story with her. I was uncomfortable, and if you've ever been in a hospital overnight, you don't sleep very well, and about the time you get comfortable, they come in and kick the lights on and say it's time for another round of medicine or to check your temperature or whatever it may be, but wasn't sleeping very well, and this young nurse was in and out of my room all night. I just began to share my story with her and, you know, having this car wreck and finding this cancer, and here we are back in getting ready for a stem cell transplant. And my attitude began to change, and I began to share the love of Christ with this young lady. And you know, as the hours went on through the night, I guess it was probably 4 o'clock in the morning, and she came in and I was in and out of sleep, and she knew I was awake, and we started talking again. And she said, "Mr. Gage, I've just got to tell you something." She said, "I'm sorry that you're sick, and I'm sorry that you're not feeling well, and I'm sorry that you had to come in to the hospital on Saturday night. And I'm sorry that you're going to probably have to miss your son's birthday." My youngest son had a birthday the following day on Sunday. And she said, "I'm sorry that you're going to have to miss that. And it's just, I'm sorry that you're in the situation you're in." But she said, "I want to tell you something." She said, "I believe God sent you here tonight to speak directly to me." She said, "You see, I've been out of church for a while. I've had some disagreements with my parents." And she said, "I've been prideful and I've been selfish." And she said, "But everything you're going through shows me that I can be selfless in all situations." And she said, "Thank you. Against your will, you're here. And against what you'd rather be doing, you're here. But," she said, "thank you in a weird way for being sick. And thank you for coming to the hospital because I needed to hear what you had to say." And I tell that story not to say, look at me, but I tell that story to say, look at God. Look at what he did. He used me. And he used me as a donkey to bring him into that conversation, just like the disciples went and got that donkey. Y'all, I had a change of heart. I could have sat there and stewed, and I could have sat there and been angry, but I didn't. I let Jesus shine through me, and I give Jesus all the credit in that conversation. There was nothing I did other than just say, "Okay, God, yes. Who do you want me to talk to?" And it had a tremendous opportunity to impact this young lady, and it also impacted me in a mighty way. So again, whatever your situation, whatever you're going through, hang in there. It's going to be okay. Jesus loves you, and he's not going to let you down. But just give him all the credit and give him all the praise and step back and see what he does. Look forward to breaking this service down a little bit more here as we move on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. So happy you're here with us on this Palm Sunday on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. We're talking about Matthew chapter 21, and we've looked at the obedience of the disciples who went and got this donkey and her colt and untied it from a post and told the people the Lord has need of these. And here they come back, and they've been obedient, and that's just so powerful to me, the obedience that these disciples showed. But as they're coming back, they lay their own clothes and robes on the back of this donkey so that Jesus can have a place to sit. And they're elevating Jesus above themselves and above the crowd on this donkey, which is a lowly animal and a humble animal. And there's a lot of illustrations in this. But as the people, as Jesus is walking in on this donkey and being escorted, ushered into this crowd, people are laying their own clothes down on the dirty road. And they're laying palm branches down. And that's the significance of Palm Sunday. That's where we get the name. But the interesting thing about the palm branches is palm branches are symbols of victory and triumph. And, you know, if that's not a little bit of foreshadowing, I don't know what is. That's where, you know, hey, there's something here. This is illustrating of what's to come. And, you know, in less than a week, Jesus is going to be beaten, and he's going to be kicked and spit on, and he's going to be hanging on a cross for you and me, and he's going to die an excruciating death. But yet this crowd is laying down palm branches and saying, this is victory, this is triumph. And you know, what could be going through Jesus' head at that time? I just can't even imagine, you know, thinking, here I am being adored by the crowd, I'm being praised by the crowd, but also knowing that there's people out in that crowd and the surrounding areas that are plotting to kill him. They're plotting to take him down because they're jealous of him and they don't understand what his kingdom and his life is all about. And that's about the love of others and sacrificing for others. You know, I think from time to time, how did those people get it wrong? But then I also stop and I'm convicted, how do I get it wrong sometimes? I know from history and studying God's word, these people didn't have necessarily everything that we have today to study, but I know I get it wrong from time to time, so I've got to be careful when I'm judging that. But are there ways that we get it wrong today? By not talking about Jesus, by not stepping up and doing what we should do to serve others? Or are we proclaiming the name of Jesus as our Messiah and sharing that love with others and sharing that inspiration with others? You know, this is as a Christian, as a believer of Jesus Christ, this week is really, again, setting the table for Easter Sunday. And this next week is going to be a very, very hard time for Jesus, but it had to happen to fulfill prophecy and to be part of God's plan. And at any time, he could have said no. He could have said, I don't want to do it. But you know what? He loves you and he loves me enough that he followed through. And he gave his life for us, as John 3:16 says. And, you know, I'm not sure that I could give my life for somebody else. I believe I would for my wife. I believe I would for my children. But past that, I don't know if I could for a total stranger. And again, I'm not Jesus, but if I could just take a little bit of his love and his example and his devotion to serving others, what a powerful change I could help make in this world. Just amazing scripture here this morning. So glad you're here with us this on this Mix Sunday morning, Mix 106.5. This morning, I'm going to share a psalm with you that as I was reading this week, it just stuck with me, and I just felt like the Lord was asking me to share this with our audience this morning. And so whatever you're going through, I just pray this psalm over you. And it's Psalm 31, verses 1 through 5, and it says this, "In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net which they have secretly laid for me, for you are my strength. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth." So thankful for that word from the Lord out of Psalm 31, verses 1 through 5. On this Mix Sunday morning, Mix 106.5. Shaw Gage, wrapping it up with you this morning on Mix Sunday morning, Mix 106.5. Thank you for being here this week. Thanks for your dedication, and thanks for listening to the show. Hope you're getting something out of it. And my encouragement this week is just to focus on Jesus this week and the life that he sacrificed for us. You know, how hard would it be for us to climb on that donkey and march through the city knowing that we were going to be hanging on a cross and dying an excruciating death within a week? You know, the adoration, the praise that he was receiving is one thing, but to know in the back of your mind what was coming on Friday, it just would be horrible. And, you know, he was kicked, he was beaten, he was spit on, he was stripped down, he was whipped. He had that crown of thorns shoved onto his head in a way it just ripped the flesh off of his scalp. He was punched, no telling what else, and ultimately he was nailed to a cross. And he did it anyway, knowing what was coming. Why did he do that? Because he loves you and he loves me. And he wanted what was best for us. I encourage you to reach out to a friend, reach out to a coworker or a family member this week and share that same love of Jesus with someone. You know, this is an easy time to invite people to church, to share the love of Christ with others. A lot of people think Christmas is the best time to do that, and that's great. That's Jesus' birth, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. But this is truly what the sacrifice and what the love is all about. The ministry of Jesus is starting today and moving through next week and through the hanging of the cross and Lord, and then the just resurrection, you know, and the new life that we have in him. And we're going to talk more about that next week. But, you know, just think about that this week and share it with someone. You know, at some point, somebody reached out to you. Somebody encouraged you. Maybe it was a preacher or a pastor or a family member or a coworker, but you never know who it's going to impact. So remember, reach out to somebody, encourage, share your story, share your struggles, be real, be genuine with people. You know, I think back to what I shared earlier in the week with, earlier in the show, about a few years ago when I was going through that stem cell transplant in the middle of the night. The Lord changed my heart and he changed my attitude, and I shared my story with this young nurse, and it was an encouragement to her, and she thanked me for that. And I believe that change was made in her life, and I know it was made in mine. It made me realize how important it is to have those conversations. But remember, we can change the world one conversation at a time, and it starts with you. God bless you. Hope you have a great week. It's been fun here on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 106.5, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.